And now we're going to go more into the actual oinish that Gehazi and his sons had. The pasuk says, "V'arbo anoshim hoyu mitzrayim pesach hashar." There were four mitzrayim by Pesach hashar. So Chazal tell us who are these four people. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Kuvzayin Amid Beis, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Gehazi u'shloish habonav. This was Gehazi and his three children. So the oynish that Gehazi got was that he was a Mitzora, and Shalosh Bonov became Mitzoroyim. They were all Mitzoroyim. And then the pasuk goes to Vehema Pesach Hashar. Why were they Pesach Hashar? Because we know the halachas that a Mitzora is sent out of the Gimel Machanis. Not only is a Mitzora sent out of the Gimel Machanis, but he's sent out of all Ore Yisrael. That means anywhere in Eretz Yisrael that's Mukuf Choyma, that's surrounded by a wall, the Mitzora has to be sent out of there. Shaila is, and this is a Shaila, very special Shaila, because I got the Shaila from my mother-in-law. Last night I was in Brooklyn, and she listens to the Novi Shiur. So Baruch Hashem, she was Medayik. The Talmidim didn't ask me this question, but my mother-in-law did. She said that she was still waiting for the teretz of why Gehazi's three sons were punished. Why were his children punished? Understand why he was punished. But why were his children punished? What did they do wrong? What did the children do wrong? Because the Elisha, his Rebbe Elisha, when he gave him that klola, so Elisha told him, the tzaraas, should be yadbek becho bizarecha. The tzaraah should be on you and your children. Why were the children punished? What did they do wrong? That was the kasha that my mother-in-law asked me, that we didn't get back to answer that question. I'm going to answer that question now as well, of why Gehazi's sons, why were they nenash? So I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. Why is a mitzvah sent out of all Ore Yisrael? I mean, that's what the pasuk you were saying, Pesach Hashar. That means we understand that a mitzvah is sent out of Machane, Shechina, Levi, and Yisrael. That we understand. Tumah. He's Tumah. Such a level Tumah that he has to be sent out of all the Machanas. That makes sense. Yishalchum and HaMachane Kol Tzeruah V'Chol Zav. And actually, if it's a weaker tumah, you just have to go to Machne Shechina. If it's a stronger tumah, you have to go to Machne Leviya too. And if it's a Shrek Lecha tumah Mitzorga, then it's Chutz LeGimul Machne. Even Machne Yisrael has to be sent out. We understand. That makes sense when Klai Yisrael traveling in the Midbar. It makes sense from Yerushalayim because there's three Kedushas. Machne Shechina is the highest level. Levi is the Harabayas. And then you have Yerushalayim, which was Machne Yisrael, surrounded the two inner Machanas. But when you're dealing with Ore Yisrael, all the other cities in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have any Kedusha Yerushalayim. They're regular cities. So why should a Mitzora have to be sent out of those cities? What's the svara behind it? So there are some Rishonim who explain that there is some level of Kedusha to all of Mukuf Chaima cities. And this is discussed in the first Mishnah in Caleb. That maybe there's some level of Kedusha in all the cities. All the cities of Eretz Yisrael that were surrounded by a wall. But again, it's difficult to understand what effect it should have on Tumah. Why should a Mitzvah have to be sent out? So I want to tell you what I think could be the pshat. Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu comes back to meet his brother Esav, after the years of being away, so we know that Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Vayira Yaakov Mo'oi Vayetzeloi. Yaakov Avinu was not just afraid, he was very afraid. Vayira Yaakov Mo'oi Vayetzeloi. Right? Pasuk says that Vayachatz, he made two machanas, he made two groups. And Rashi comes to explain to us, based on Chazal, What was this double language? Vayira Yaakov Mohoi Vayetzer Loi. Okay, so Rashi says like this. Vayira Yaakov Mohoi, says Rashi, Shemo Yehoreg. Vayetzer Loi, Shemo Yaroi Gues Acherim. What does that mean? Yaakov had two fears. One fear was that maybe he will be killed by his brother Esau. Vayetzer Loi, he had a second fear, that even if his brother doesn't kill him, but if there's going to be a conflict, and he's going to win, he'll kill Esau. He was afraid of that too. He's afraid of killing Esau. This Chazal bothered me in twofold. Number one, why is he more afraid of killing than being killed? First of all, why is he worried b'chlal about killing Esav? He's a Russia. B'avoid r'shoim rina. When a Russian's destroyed rina, there's joy, there's glee, there's joy. B'avoid r'shoim rina. That's number one. Number two, why would he be more afraid if Esav, it says, v'yira Yaakov, v'yetzer, yetzer means more. Hurt him. Why would he be more afraid of killing Esav than being killed by Esav? What's going on? Now we know the other way around, we know it's clear that Yaakov didn't want to have any brotherhood with Esav. When Esav wanted to travel with him, he said, no, I can't, the kids can't do it. He didn't want to have any brotherhood with Esav. What's he so afraid of killing Esav? Manora. So I'll tell you a fascinating Rav Lezer Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, that he set up shot by the Irani Dachas, where the Torah talks about the fact that you have to destroy the entire city. Men, women, children, the whole city you have to destroy. After the Torah tells us that you have to kill the whole city, again, this is a city that's gotten consumed with Avodah Zarah. Consumed. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if there's one mezuzah, it could protect the whole city possibly. So you're talking about a city that Nebuch consumed with Avodah Zarah. The halacha is you destroy the whole city. Everybody. The whole city gets destroyed. It says after the pasuk of Irani Dachas, it says, V'nosan l'cho rachamim. Hashem will give you rachamim. So Rav Shach says, what's that doing there? So Rav Shach says a gewaldic idea. He says, we all know if you do a bad thing, it makes a bad influence on you. When you do an Aver, it makes a negative impact on you. Right? That's why the second time you do Aver, Chazal tell us, Nasis Keheto. I was just telling this to a Talmud now. Telling a Talmud now such a thing. He got angry. He said something he shouldn't have said. I told him, he was talking to another Rebbe. He said something he shouldn't have spoken to a Rebbe that way. He said, listen, he said, Rosh Shiva, I was very angry. So I want you to know, next time, Chas V'Shalom, it'll be easy for you to say what you just said. And I see that in marriages too. I always beg a Chas and Kala, don't allow yourself to fall in the first time into not talking nice to each other. It'd be so easy for it to become hell go masik. You ever saw Chas and Kala when they talk to each other? I'm sorry. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I've had Chasanim bring me a card that they're writing the Kala. They want me to be Magia. That there should be Chas V'Shalom, it shouldn't be a Sefer Torah possible. There's one Kutz missing, that's possible. There's a Nagia, it's possible to write another card. Right? So a lot of times I give a bracha, I say, the Eibush is all helfen, you should have this halgosh every time you communicate with your wife. The way you're worried now, maybe you'll say this, maybe you'll say that, maybe this. But once you say the first word, you lower the bar. And that's the Teva Adam. That's the Teva Adam. I always say, Pshat and Mishnah Novitz. Have a Hotzlo mitzvah v'rech min aver, sheschah mitzvah mitzvah schar aver aver. So the Mishnah says in Novitz, you should run to do a mitzvah. You know why you should run to do a mitzvah? Because one mitzvah will make you do another mitzvah. You should run away from Avera. Why? Because one Avera will make you do another Avera. You do Aveira once? A lot of people are in the garbage pail. They remember the first time they stepped out of line and how that triggered everything. So I said, who's the Mishnah talking to? If you're talking to Reb Chaim Knievsky, who's running to look for mitzvahs, you don't have to give him any encouragement. He's running to do the mitzvah anyway. You don't have to tell him, hey, Reb Chaim, have a ratzel mitzvah, open up a gemara. You don't have to tell him that. He's doing it already. Rav Palm, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, I once heard this from Rav Palm directly. Rav Palm said that by the Knesset Gedol in Europe, and they wanted to get the Chofetz Chaim to come. They have now one video clip that they sent around. Obviously, it didn't start as a video. It was like a movie clip of the Chofetz Chaim by one of these Knesset Gedolos. But the end, he was too weak to go. Chofetz Chaim was already, according to some opinions, well over 100 years old. Whatever he... It's a machlokes is how old he was. He was old. Chaladeus. And they were asking him to come to the Knesset Gedolah. And they sent a delegation of Rabbonim to try to get the Chofetz Chaim to come. And they were trying. And they were pressuring him. And the Chofetz Chaim felt that he's not allowed to go. His health is not on the level. He's not allowed to. He's shmata my love. He can't go. He was trying to impress to them. He's not going. He goes, Rabbi Yisai, for a million mitzvahs can ich nicht gehen. If a guy told you today, you think he's something wrong. What did he say? For a million what? He said, for a million mitzvahs I can't go. Here, show. For a million mitzvahs, the Chofetz Chaim. Well, how do we talk? For $1 million. So if Palm said this, by Chofetz Chaim, mitzvahs were in his mind. There was no dollar signs in his mind. That's the way he spoke. That was his communication. It's not like he made a hindi mukhar, he put on his gartel. And he said, okay, now I'm going to say a million mitzvahs. That's the way he thought. Somebody told him, you know what? Even for 5 mitzvahs, I wouldn't do that. You look like you fell off the train. Mitzvahs, what are you talking about? But that's what a Chofetz Chaim thought. That's the way his brain worked. 5 million mitzvahs, geichnet. Not going for a million mitzvahs. It's a different mezik. It's a different person. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you should run to do a mitzvah? Run away from Aveiros. I said, Pshat is very simple. We're not talking here to a person who's running to do mitzvahs, obviously. Chofetz Chaim, you don't have to tell him every rotz l'mitzvah. He's already running to do mitzvahs. Okay? So who are you talking to? You're talking to the guy who's not careful. He doesn't run to do mitzvahs. He doesn't run to do Aveiros. He doesn't run away from Aveiros. But you have to tell him, listen, when you do one mitzvah, it's not one mitzvah. It's going to change you. So maybe you feel like, yeah, mitzvah. Yeah, no, eh. No, don't look at it that way. You can do one mitzvah, it's going to make you do another mitzvah. And you do another, it's going to make you do another mitzvah. If that's the case, you'll run much more to the mitzvah. When you realize it's an investment in who you are, then it's going to encourage you. Same thing in Aveira. Chap tzach agayin one Aveira. You know, when I was growing up, that's when they came out with videos. Now people don't even know what videos are. We call it video clips. They used to have videos. When I was first growing up, they had the movies, like the reel-to-reels with the Ganze Lange Meisters. Right? Or slides. I remember the slides too. Movies. Then they came up with videos. That was like in the 80s, in the 70s, 80s. Videos. That was unbelievable. It was a big fat, it looked like a big fat cassette. You guys don't know what a cassette is either. A big fat cassette. Like this big, and it had movies. And there was a VHS machine. You put the video into it. Some of you probably still have some gills, the anchor set. And you put it in. And the way it worked is you put the video into the machine. The machine would like swallow it in. Right? And then it would play. The movie would play. How long would the movie play? So if you look on the cover of the movie, it says 1 hour and 36 minutes, 1 hour and 86, whatever it was. Shreklich time, you're talking about. Some of them, sometimes you were zoicha for chelik aleph and chelik beis. It came in a double box. So you would put it in, swallow once, then when it comes out, there's no brach achrena, no chamol. There's no isra achila gase by a movie. No chashia. Put it in again, swallow it again. So I used to tell guys, you look at that tape, right? When you put it in the machine, it's a small decision. It's you don't even have to give it a push. It's Pederach Shalom Reitz Leilech Melichin. It takes it in for you. You don't have to go and push it in hard. It's very easy. You just give it a tap. You gave it a tap, it went in, right? When you make that decision, I always used to tell guys, look at it like you're taking 2-3 hours of your life and your mom is committing suicide. And then you think a little more. Think a little more. If I tell you, I need you for a second. Say, okay, I need you for a second. Say, listen, hey, Sean, I need you now for the next 3 hours. Come. He says, one second, where are we going? What are we doing? He says, you make a cheshbon. When you realize something is more intense, you make a cheshbon. So I used to tell the guys, a movie, look at it like you're about, because once you put it in the machine, you're gone. Then you're a maze. Nobody walks away from the screen. Right? So once it's in, then everything stopped. You unplugged your, whatever part of you that's conscious is unplugged now. Right? Just look at that when you go like that. And a lot of guys came over and they're like, you know, people in the shul, they said, well, you know, Rabbi, mom has changed. Doesn't mean they stopped in Gansen, but they hesitated to give that little tap. All I did was I explained to them that this is suicide of 2-3 hours of your life. Oh, so they made them think. That's what the Mishnah Novice is telling. A mitzvah is not a tap. It's not this mitzvah. It's this mitzvah and it's the mitzvah that's going to lead to, and that mitzvah is going to lead to another mitzvah. Weiter, weiter, weiter. It's not a tap. The Aveira is not a tap. The Aveira is a bottomless pit where you keep on going. That's Pegeich Men Aveira. So we know that that's the way it is. But Rav Shach said a very fascinating thing. He said, sometimes a person has to do a mitzvah. They have to do it. But the mitzvah could negatively impact you. Yeah? The mitzvah that you have to do, that mitzvah could negatively impact you. I want to tell you, I have myself sometimes, people call me for information. For shidduch. Sometimes I have to give not such positive information. Because by me with a shidduch, I try to be as honest as I can be. Sometimes I can't give as positive as I'd like to give information. Sometimes I'll get 2-3 calls in one night. And I already had to tell 2-3 people not such positive things about another Eid. Then I get another shidduch call. I say, you know, for tonight, I'm not available anymore for shidduch information. Because I feel like even though, Baruch Hashem, I didn't say it with any bad kavana, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. If I cared, I did what I had to do. But I feel like it's not good for my neshama. Even for a mitzvah to say negative things about you. I need a break. I need a ben hazmanim. I can't have Dr. Fshach. Sometimes even when you're doing a mitzvah, it could have a negative impact on you. That's the chiddush of Rav Shach. When you kill out a city of Yani Dachas, you have to kill out a whole city. It's a mitzvah. You have to do it. Lamaisi, you're killing Eden. Lamaisi, you're killing Eden. The Rambam brings down in one of his ksovim in the Shmoneh Prokim, he makes a distinction between a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi and a mitzvah ben adam l'mokem. He says that a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi, you should do it because you want to do it. It shouldn't just be because mitoch hechrach. What does that mean? There are some mitzvahs which physically doing the mitzvah, you should doing it for the fact that you want to do it is going to make you a better person. That alone makes you into a better person. Dr. Fshach, a person needs a special bracha if they are anidachas that it shouldn't negatively influence him. B'nosan l'cho rachamim. Hashem should give you rachamim. Hashem gives you a new bracha because that action alone can create a negative, even though you have to do it. Even though you have to do it, there's no choice. But sometimes something you have to do could make a negative impact on you. That alone could make a negative impact. I once saw in the Ma'ariv Basan on the Mishnah in the last Perek in Makkos, first parak, the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of first parak of Makkos, talks about a bezdin that kills achas l'shavua, nikra chavlonis. So the Ma'ariv Basan says, what does it mean nikra chavlonis? It's different pshatim. One pshat is taka, because there's a whole vikuach there in the Tanoim. What do you mean? Afheim marbim shoyf chedomim b'Yisrael. If you're never going to kill anybody, just like there's a debate today about capital punishment, right? Some states believe in capital punishment. Some states are legally against capital punishment. And then there's a whole debate whether being against capital punishment is actually a pro-life position. Some feel that capital punishment is actually something that will stop murderers. So it's actually a pro-life to believe in taking a life. This is really, l'havdil, this is what we see in the Mishnah. Afheim ma'abim shayf chidomim b'Yisrael. If you're never going to kill anybody, so you're being ma'abim shayf chidomim b'Yisrael. But the Ma'ariv Basan says a different pshat. The Ma'ariv Basan says, what's it called, nikra chavlonis? He says, lav l'meimro, that they did something wrong. They had to do what they did. Elo, he says, that when somebody goes and kills a nefesh miYisrael, you have to know now that you have to work on yourself. I killed a Jew. I had to kill him. If somebody's right to kill you, you have to kill him. But don't think that you remain unaffected. So I want to say that's the pshat. Vayira Yaakov, if Yaakov was afraid, chas v'sholem, that he'll get killed. Vayetzerloi, what was he even more afraid of? That he and his children should have to witness him killing his brother. Not that he won't be allowed to do it. Not that he doesn't have to do it. Of course he does. He has to protect himself and his family. But it's going to make an impact. That's the pshat. Vayetzerloi. Shemo yaroi gues achein. That, with the impact that it's going to make on him. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish with Gechazi's kids.